This week's shiur is being sponsored by Reb Chaim Rosso, Zech and Nishmas Rivka Bas of Shlomo of Hashon. Okay. Last week we discussed about the halachas of the 9 days, and today we're discussing the halachas of Sudas of Sekis and of Dine Tisha B'Av. And we have time, go through halachas of after Tisha B'Av and the Gei Chum Beis Hamikdash. Just one thing I forgot to mention last week, regarding 9 days. Interesting shaila. Let's say Bacha learns in a Svadish yeshiva. Now the Svadim, the minigas of Svadim, they take haircuts, they're allowed to shave until Shulshan Chalboy. And then the Ashkenaz yeshiva, they don't shave from the time of Shivas of the Tamas. So what he does in the yeshiva, he knows how many Svadim are in the Lush yeshiva. A couple of them. Are they allowed to? If the minig ha-makom is dafka to the night from Shivas of Tamas, they have to keep the minig ha-makom or not? So I saw printed from Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Shalmi Mayed that he says that a Bacha Svadi is learning in the yeshiva Ashkenazis, he's allowed to shave until, or take a haircut until Shechalboy. Aye, what's about this? Like this guy, you do? He says, since everyone knows there's a machlek to the Chabah Amor, the Chabah is the Beis Yosef, they held he could only shvul Shechalboy. The Amor holds from the Shivas of Thomas. Everyone knows the machlek is, so everyone knows the reason why he's doing it, because it's a Svadi. So Mela, he's allowed to take Hegel Shev. So he's finished, but that's what he writes. Huh? You have to don't cast chus, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have a mixed breed, you know, a Svadi married Ashkenazi. And, well, huh? Okay.
After when someone comes to Meretz Yisrael to put someone into, comes to Talmud and Amt Yom Tov, you don't say, "Oh, everybody knows this piece of Meretz Yisrael."
No, it's a shadow from a minik. Let's not get carried away. This is a shadow from a minik. So when does it start? They talk about Isurim, and my sign is Isurim. Then it's worse. Okay. All right. Sudim Asekis. The minik is to eat a regular suda before mincha, and after you daven mincha, and then after you have a suda for seconds. And Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that even someone who's not going to fast, let's say it's a chayla, we'll talk about a case of chayla, someone's a category of chayla shem by sakana. So Shlomo Zalman writes that even someone's not masana, he also eats a suda for seconds. Erev Tisha B'Av, when you eat the Sudan Sekis in the late afternoon, normally a person to eat bread, some dafka eat dafka bagel, because the bagel is zechata, it's around. It's a zechata veras, that's what some place can say. And you eat cold cooked eggs, dipped in ashes, and that's all. That's all, just the whole Sudan. However, drinking coffee, tea, soda, pop, or milk, that's okay. When you eat the Sudan Sekis, it should be eaten on the floor or on a low chair, and not sit on your regular makan. After Sudan Sekis, you're allowed to sit back on a chair. Let's say you bench, and then you could sit back on a chair. If you want to eat after the Sudan Sekis, the best thing is to be kabo the peh, that tells to say out loud, you're not accepting yourself the tinus now, even though you're going to bench now, you still want to eat until shkia, or at least be kabo belave. sneakers, put on sneakers before shkia. You don't have to put on Sudan Sekis, you don't have to wear sneakers. It's only for you can eat the Sudan Sekis wearing your shoes also. But put on sneakers has to be put on before shkia. To learn dvarim, which in Ananagay Tisha B'Av is a Shailam Paiskim. How far you can learn? Some place can learn. You have until Shkia to learn. You can learn Dvarim. You can learn anything you want. And some hold until Tzeis HaKachon and learn anything you want. When you bench, it's better than not. If the three adults there over Bar Mitzvah, they should not eat. They should not eat together. Not the Mechayev himself in Zeman. And if they do three, and they eat on the floor, they eat in different places. So not the Mechayev in Zeman. If you did eat three together, Then some achleikus in the paiskim, do you make zimun or not? The mishmur seems to hold that you don't make the mezuman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says interesting psak. Normally says in Mishnah Berurah that every day after you before you bench, you say an al naharis bavel. Naharis bavel. How many people say an naharis bavel here? Very few people. You say bavels. Okay. All right. Those are not bavels. However, many people don't say it. So the ones who don't say it, he says at least, even though you don't say it the year, but at least you should remember to say an naharis bavel by the pseudo masekis. Now we'll talk about the. Someone has some questions? Yeah. Right. That's not Toshkia.
There's no din. So why does the Mechaber Zin then in Kabbal Pines before Shkia?
Because usually when you're benching, you're in Kabbal, you're not print. No, you bench, you finished eating.
I'm saying, but what? There's no din.
Doesn't make a difference. Yes.
What's the reason for the Zimun not making a difference?
Because in Aveos, they show you separate. They show you not together, you're separate. Yes?
The Rav mentioned Shul by the regular time as
thing.
That you shouldn't get up in the morning to eat a big meal.
We'll talk about that. Okay. This is right. But I once mentioned in the upstairs in Shul, see you listening. Okay. Make you feel good, you know what I mean? That a regular tightness, some people what they do on a regular tightness, they get up, let's say the tightness starts at 4:30 in the morning. So they do is they don't want to have a hard tightness. So what they do is they get up and they fill themselves up, eat a full course meal before the tightness. So maybe they should feel hungry during the tightness. So Eliyashu writes that's called Novo Meshus Atera. Novo Meshus Atera. Why? Because Fakir, if you look in the Rishonim in the Tainus, the idea of fasting is like a makav chel boy. You know that you should feel dafka hungry. It's part of the mitzvah of the Tainus. So it's called Novo Meshus Atera. The only time it's okay is only if someone knows that if he's gonna go to sleep at night and he knows he's gonna fast the Tainus, like Shiras of Tam is gonna take a long time. It's still like till 9:30 in the night, and he knows to himself that he can't make it. He won't be able to make it. Then he's a chashli boy. So then, such a person can get up and eat before the tainus. However, someone who is who could fast and dafke wakes up in the middle of the night to go 4:00 in the morning, so she eat a full course meal, so maybe she feel tainus. That's called novel shasatayah. Huh? I don't think that's talking about eating. You know what I mean. Okay.
What about learning after Chatzos?
We'll get it. Robert
mentioned Shkia and
Seis. Yeah, right. It's my focus.
But Chatzos is Chatzos and.
Well, we'll make after Chatzos. Everything we'll make them. Mishabuz make them. Okay. On Tisha B'Av, it's Asa and five Inuyim. The chitza, you know how to wash yourself. I'll explain soon. Sicha, you know how to shmir. And that's as a clue using deodorant. Nias a sandal, you can't wear leather shoes. Tasha mita, you know how to have relations. And besides that, even so you have to know, your mama, you can't even, you have to know, even the gear. The gear by Lila is certainly also. And the fifth thing is learning Torah. You're allowed to learn things that get from Beis HaMikdash. On Shatz and Esim, there's a Machoikas HaPaiskim, besides Tishpov and Kippur, there's a Machoikas HaPaiskim, are you allowed to wash your mouth, rinse out your mouth, brush your teeth, use mouthwash, there's a Machoikas HaPaiskim. However, on Tishpov, there's more rubber machmirim, they hold as Din Rachitza, much held as a Din Rachitza. So in Mela, just like you now wash this part of your body, you now have to wash out your mouth. The Mishvuz, Mako, as so as the Tahab, if he feels very uncomfortable, then he can wash out his mouth. Yom Kippur, the Kuli Alma, to wash out your mouth, it's called the Chitza, and the sense of place to Mitzasa. To take medicine. Let's say someone takes everyday medicine. Taking his anti-inflammatory, he has to take for his diabetes, so he has to take for his blood pressure and so on. All these medications you have to take every day. You're allowed to take it on Tisha B'Av also without water. Some people complain they can't take without water. They can't take without water. So the Tzayach we allow on only Tisha B'Av, not Yom Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, without the Tzaneisim, we allow you to take up 1 ounce of water to help you swallow the medication that you want that you have to take. Let me, I'll make a break soon, okay? Alright. Wait. If it's more to eat on Tisha B'Av, the Shaila, can you wash your hands? If you eat, let's say you want to wash bread, the doctor says you have to eat bread. So it's a whole Shaila, can you wash your hands? It's a whole Rechitz, it's 1 to 5 million. So the best thing is to eat without fats. But if the doctor feels you need the kayak because of the bread, you need kayak and they have shadafka bread, then you can make on your wash. There's a shayla paiskim, can you wash up to your wrist or up to your knuckles? The sensitive paiskim is to wash the end of your knuckles. Umuberes, emenekes, a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, on stamatinus, if it's enough, if the first is mitzvah, then it's allowed to bake the tinus. However, on Tisha B'Av is a little more chama, as to the shayla. On Tisha B'Av, if someone's with Sahaba, then he's enough. He feels very weak, that he has to lie down. Then, in such a case, the Muberes of Menekes is allowed to break the fist. Yom Kippur is a lot more chama. Clearly, Yom Kippur is a third level. It's the Raisa. So, since it's a Raisa, so we're makbid b'chal, not eating at all. Let him lay in bed all day. It's better lay in bed all day than go to shul. Are you Levis? Tzayich Lamed, a woman who got birth, is this in 30 days of birth? Shouldn't fast. According to some places, can unleash your first tiny choice. Of a time of a whole day, the person speak out, she should not fast. If she's in 30 days of birth. Because she has dinner chayashim by sakana. Even someone who has a heter to eat, but even if you have a heter to eat, it's yinal to misanik, b'maychol, or b'mishta. Give misanik, b'maychol, b'mishta. Just enough to give you kaychas. Someone who's a chayla, she yesh by sakana for sure can eat. But even someone who's a chayla, she yesh by sakana, the mechaber says a person is a category of a chayla, then he's allowed to. If it's a chayla, she yesh by sakana, he doesn't have to fast. We say the chatzil should try to tie the shayis. Now, someone who's a chayla, she yesh by sakana, there's a shayla in Paiskim, when you break your fast, can you eat regular, or you have to have shiurim? There's some sefer and the Mamshik hold you have to have shurim. However, most Paiskim disagree with them, and they hold that, and that's how the Mishmur Paiskim, the Ramosha Paiskim, that someone's a category of Chedashim by Sakana, and then he's allowed to eat regular. You don't have to be machma with shurim, since only times Shabbonim. The only time you have to be machma shurim, the Bialocha speaks out, vices from the Bialocha, and that's how Pesach Tzvi Frank learns in the Bialocha, that only if it's a chshash ain't by Sakana. Let's say sometimes there's an epidemic. In this case, the case of Bialocha was cholera. What's the English cholera? What was it? So that type of thing. So shash, anyone you can catch it. So you need the kerchas. You need the eyesight. You need strength. So in such a case, you're allowed to eat pachas for kashir. But someone's mamish is cholera, shame by sakana, he can eat regular. Children. Children who are under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you don't have to mechalach them to fast. The Haino. It's brought down by Yom Kippur and Tovesh Tazayin. The Rechab speaks out that you mechalach children, 11, 10, 11 years old, is to start fasting a little bit. However, it's only for Yom Kippur, which is the Raisa. When times are banan, extensive, most paiskim, there's no in Yechinach whatsoever. The Velt says over, that the three tanaitim before someone's bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you should fast. Did you hear such a thing? Mm-hmm. So Shlomo Zalman says there's no marker for that. It's baloney. That you don't have to. If they want to eat, they can eat. When you wake up in the morning, on Tisha B'Av in the morning, you wash your hands until the knuckle, under the knuckles. And someone's in istinus, he's allowed to wash around his eyes also, if it bothers him. The same thing, someone goes to Beis HaKisei, he washes hands until the end of his knuckles. Negea, fasting on Tisha B'Av, it's brought down, the Shlomi Zalman writes that a person, they sell these medications, I don't know if you, I'm sure you heard, they sell in every city special things for tinnitus. What's it called?
Fast prim.
So Shlomi Zalman did not hold of it. He always called Novel Shusatayra, same we said before. He says, only if you know you're such a person who knows going to have a hard time fasting, then you should do it. But if you know you can make it, even though you're going to be, it's not going to be easy, no, you should not have it.
Question?
Let me just finish it. If someone gets himself dirty, he's allowed to wash off the dirt. Even though the chitz is asa, but to wash off dirt is okay. A woman to put on makeup on Tisha B'Av is asa, because sicha shotainik, it's asa. The salt is fries a lot, and he wants he can use the deodorant that says sicha natasa. So, but however, you're allowed to use non-scented deodorant. That you're allowed to use, but on Yom Kippur, even non-scented is also sneakers. What? One second. Sneakers. It should be something that you have to wear something that doesn't have leather. Should be sneakers, and when sneakers should be real thick sneakers. Should be soft, the thin sneakers, so should be able to feel the ground. Slippers is also okay because you feel the ground. Some sneakers have some decorative lead on it on top. So since Tisha B'Av is only a tiny drabbanon, and you need my drabbanon, so Mela, we allow you to if it has a decorative purpose, okay. But there, let's say like children's sneakers, they have around the toes, they have some leather there. Then it's also for a child to wear it during on Tisha B'Av also to wear it. The chiyuv of sneakers on children is only once they come the day chinuch. They're six years old already. But let's say they're not giving chinuch, they're allowed to wear regular shoes. So after you give chinuch, you meet someone you see for a long time, you cannot say shalom aleichem. And good morning also on Tisha B'Av, the meaning is not to say. However, Mazel Tov, you're allowed to say, someone has a chlis, a simcha, whatever, you're allowed to say Mazel Tov. Because the Shailon Paiskim is only say Mazel Tov only after Chatzos, or even before Chatzos. So my chlis is in the Paiskim. Okay, I'll take questions now. Shalom Aleichem, no. Don't they not. Yeah.
Can you wear gloves instead of washing?
That's an answer, yes.
We both spoke about an ounce of water for pills. What happens if a person has to take 10 pills and 1 ounce is not
going
to do it? How long
does
he have to wait?
He should wait for time. If he waits 4 minutes apart, it's okay. 4 minutes apart. Wearing gloves also not push it because to eat bread without washing hands, it's not push it. I don't think, I'm not so sure it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. 1 ounce of water,
you have to speak to the doctor. If the doctor says you must drink, so does kidney stones. Yes, and sometimes they end up in the hospital a few times. There's a bad case of kidney stone, and the doctor says you must drink. There's no answer, then you're allowed to drink. Hope the shield is not going to help you much. So you have to speak to the doctor. The doctor will tell you. Listen to the doctor. That's it. Right. Yes.
Which point is the
main
necklace considered
that there is a sakana? Chayda Shiyesh Boy, we're talking about Chayda Shem Boy. As long as she's nursing, it doesn't make a difference. It's 6 months old, the baby. Yes?
How does the concept of novel Mishus Atayra derive from the Gemara that you have when you keep your
oichel
with cheese,
kilasana
with cheese,
with
siri?
Yeah.
You're supposed to prepare yourself for a
tainus. That's a 24-hour tainus. You have to know yourself. All right. The Torah says the mitzvah. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. Right. I mean, everyone says you can eat beheta. We were talking about when the tanya starts in the morning and get up in the middle of the night. Because really, according to some Shain, the tanya starts when you go to sleep. To go later, that's the problem. So only we'll come up and say. Yes?
What age do we start as chinuch regarding fasting for children?
We mentioned only for Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, which is the Raisa. For Tainus Rabban is only in Chinuch.
Even at night, the same.
Even at night, even at night, doesn't make a difference.
A big meal.
No, you can eat a big meal for him.
Okay.
Yes, we're talking about getting up. You were talking about.
Right.
If you got up in the night. But if it's four times, if I can't see a second, so she keeps. Shalom, I can see the Shalom Nacha Bashaita.
The fast really started the night before, but we're making Nacha starts from the next morning, so therefore you should.
Could be. Maybe. No difference. It's a shmir, it's a spray, it's all the same. No, he means non-centered.
Okay. If someone's supposed to migraine, they don't eat.
What?
If someone's supposed to migraine, but they don't eat, that's considered
a third. Depends how bad the migraine is. If it's migraine enough, they have to lay down. If it's Tahaga, then he can, what he can do is take a Tylenol. Someone has a bad headache, he's allowed to take Tylenol on a tinus. Huh? Will not help?
No.
And what will help?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing
to
do
with
it,
but
you don't
need
it. It can trigger it.
Like
not eating
trigger.
Could
will
you
come out of the chayla from it or not? Then he eats that's all. He has no choice. Eat shurim throughout the time. All right. Yes. All right. When you take Tylenol on a Tynus, you should take without water. But some people can't take it without water. You have to take up to 1 ounce of water. Alright.
Salivating, is that better than...
What?
Salivating is better than the mouth. Is that better than taking water?
Doesn't make a difference.
Water,
you mean the mother, the saliva in the mouth?
The pill versus
that doesn't count an ounce. That's even if you don't have anything, you put it in your mouth, there's no problem.
Right. But the water is part of the
What? What do
you
mean water?
The water.
Water has to go down your throat, that's all.
Dr. Zinglad told me it's better not to take anything because it kills your esophagus if you take.
You take that once a year, twice a year? You're talking on a regular basis. You don't get carried away. Yeah? Even if you take once a year? Alright, on Tisha B'Av should say to Shulchan Aruch, you should not go to Tile. You shouldn't go to Tile. So it's better, the place you speak out, learn from this, a person should not go to the park on Tisha B'Av. Minig is not to do Malacha until Chatzais. A person should not do any Malacha, El Chatzchila all day, but at least until Chatzais. The house should not make the beds or wash the floors. At least they're not to Chatzais. However, let me finish. However, are you day guy? Let's say someone has a cleaning place come every Tuesday. They're allowed to wash the floors. They're allowed to make the beds and so on. But to wash the clothing, of course, you have to wait until after Chatzais of the 10th day. To smoke. Those who smoke all year round is brought down in Paiskim. They're now to smoke on Tisha B'Av. However, the Ayesh Makim after Chatzais. Even in Betzina, if it's a Tzair Gadol. So first they have to know themselves. Yes, me? It's us to smoke all year round. Not after Tisha B'Av, all year round you should be smoking. On Tisha B'Av, a person should not wash dishes. Let's say the mayor, the Echreis, the Suda, second have a chance to wash, and that's what the Suda for, the big Suda had before the Tainus, they didn't have a chance to wash the dishes. To wash the dishes on Tisha B'Av, should not do it, you should be Sikhdas and Adelis. Even if Tisha B'Av comes out on Motzei Shabbos, still you shouldn't. And even after Chatzais, but if you use a dishwasher, then after Chatzais is okay. Sit on the floor, the minhag is to sit on the floor without Tisha B'Av. And also daytime until Chatzais. Now the question is, when you sit on a low thing, how low does it have to be? So Pashtus, if you're in the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say word, it says Nomuch. Some people learn from that, it has to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. However, the Stipe learns, there's no mocha for that. As long as the chair is even a little bit lower than the regular, that's enough. It doesn't have to be mamish 3 tefachim to the ground. As long as it's lower than regular, that's enough. It doesn't have to be. The only time it's brought down, the 3 tefachim, brought down so is a lailena oval. But by time it's like this, it says, oh, it doesn't say 3 inches, it says nomach, and that's it. And that's what the type of learn, and that's how the place can learn. You know, I think it was Shlom Zalman was like that also.
Shlom
Let me just finish a few things. Give me a few minutes, okay? To prepare the Suda for after Tisha B'Av, only should only pay it only after Chatzais. Unless it's a Tzuris Mitzvah, Tzarech Mitzvah, and you won't be able to do it, another Eitzah, you won't be able to Tzarech Mitzvah, and say a Bris, or any type of Suda, picking up then comes out then you're allowed to pay even for Chatzais. The Chazonish says, even though we mentioned it's also to learn Torah during Tisha B'Av, the only things it has to do in Yad Tisha B'Av, like Eiv, or the Gemara's in Masechta's Gittin, or Nishalmi and Tainus, things that you're allowed to learn about in Yad Tzav Klaisho, however, to learn regular Tosa. So the Chazani says, anyone who learns regular on Tisha B'Av will sit in Gehenna. All year, it was people in Battle Torah all year round. That's how chum it is. Going to work. A person should avoid not to go to work on Tisha B'Av. Let's say he has to go to work. And there's a place where, let's say he can't go with sneakers or slippers. Then when he goes into work, he can wear shoes. But when he goes, while he's going to work, and after they finish working, he should take off his shoes and put on sneakers then. To write on Tisha B'Av is a machlekes. However, most ma'amekel after chatzos. Put on tefillin. The minig is to put on tefillin by mincha. Even if someone doesn't fast, he puts on tefillin by mincha. Shlomo Zalman says, interesting chiddush. Someone who's not fasting, and he plans to fast after, he's planning to, but he doesn't make his fast till after chatzos. So Shlomo Zalman says, you mechuyav to put on tefillin. Because you now repeat, chiyuv first, you now repeat before you have a mitzvah. So mechuyav, so Shlomo Zalman says, it's after chatzos, then you should put on tefillin, eat, and then after put on tefillin again by mincha time. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. With a bracha, yeah, why not? Yeah. When you put on tefillin, the Mishmur says, it's better not to say Krishma. Many people put on tefillin and say Krishma. But here you don't say Krishma. But other places tomorrow, they say, you'll have to say Krishma, because that's a Seder Yayin. What's of what?
Yes, say Krishma, say Krishma.
You can say Krishma.
And by Dabra, Kaddishli?
Say also the same thing. Whatever you say all year round, you can say now. On Tisha B'Av, the Shkai, and Paiskim, are you allowed to say Tillam? It's a Machlaikis. In the price, in the Shatzim being done, Machlekes HaPaiskim. To say to you, ask it to, if you ask it to him for a chayla. However, and we're not even hakel. However, Misha Berech, everyone says for a chayla, that certainly is okay. If you say to him, for sure it's okay. I'll take some questions now. Yes? Doesn't say anywhere. It's only Tisha B'Av itself. The Kafa Chaim brings out. Say that it's a story lots to say. It's no problem. You can even Shabbos you could say it. There's no problem. Yeah, right. That's one sound okay. Yes? What? Availus? It doesn't say anywhere, Hester. It doesn't say anywhere. Yeah, just a mokonomach, it says. That's it. Yes?
For a housewife to go on Tisha B'Av, they say Tisha B'Av morning or afternoon, to go up and get into the park. Is that considered a tile?
That's called a tile, yeah.
They just keep the shade indoors?
Not that you keep it outside in the backyard or go somewhere else. You shouldn't go to a park. That's called a tile. Well, if you have to drive somewhere on Tisha B'Av, you can't drive standing, so you can drive sitting. It's a mokum tzarech, it's okay. Where are you going to take the car seat out? What do you mean? You can make it. You have to drive safely. Okay? Alright. Right. What? I guess Masih Das from the Avelis.
Unless he
Did the Rosh say yesterday in shul that it's better to not to drive to shul?
I said, if you live nearby, then it's better. Then it's better to walk if you're not late for davening. Okay. I assume that I just mentioned that in shul late time because usually most people are on time. No. Depends what they could sit on time. What?
An oval, a real oval. There's your
it's 4:00. Yeah, it's 4:00. 3:00. Yeah. All right. The Kaf HaChaim says interesting halacha. Kaf HaChaim speaks out. These are from Mati Yehuda, Dan Tisha B'Av. There's no chiv gitzi yom alayla. It's just a shush to learn. And he says, what did Cheshim by Abel also? However, Stechemet Bizan Kamachokim, that the Chiyah to learn Torah and Tishvah also. Just you have to learn things which negate, it's just come, just other things you're not negate to negate Tishvah, you can't learn. But see a Chiyah to learn Torah like every other day, no difference. Even, because you create the Yitzhak in Talmud Torah, even with Rama Royim. You're allowed to learn Sifri Musa on Tishvah B'Av. And Sefer Yira, as long as without Sukkim. And also Maisa Tzadikim you're allowed to read also. As long as the Sefer, the quotes from Chaim Kaneski, as long as the Sefer is not Miyusid, I'm Sukkim and my Mori Chazal. Some like Orech of Tzadikim, it's can't be Mori Chazal. But some like Sisi Sharem, or something like the Chavis of Ovid should be no problem. Sipurim Tzadikim, Maisa. You're allowed to read. Maisa, right, yeah.
Why is
that not a Messiah? This Torah is being close to Rabbi Shalom, I guess. You know, you see, Maisa Tzadikim, it's more of you. Yes, yes, you're allowed to. Yeah.
Maybe just rest all these videos that they show on.
What?
The videos that they show on.
The videos? You're allowed to. They're okay. The Chavis Chaim Hedge Foundation, I think, is very good. You know, sometimes people ask me, sometimes they have a little bit of music in the back. That's just done to. I said it's part of the.
Yeah.
For what? Depends for what? Depends for what?
When they say there's Rosh, there's no Chazal brought down when they speak?
They say I'm all Chazal. We're talking about the Sefer Musa. That's been used in psukim that, like Orchid Sadiq, yes, come psukim, every second line is another pasuk. That's better than that. Some like the Sisa Sharm, it's not like that, then it's okay then. It is in psak from a Loch and Etz Yisrael. Before you dive, if you dive a Meirv, if it says a Kachavim, before you dive a Meirv, you should wash your hands 3 times until you rinse. Now, since the Avishai will hold that you have to wash your wrists, we just know you're welcome to under the knuckles. So after it takes a chavim, everyone should wash their hands 3 times until the wrist 3 times before they dive a Meirv. Since in the morning you only wash until then your knuckles. But let's say you dive a Meirv, like many shows they dive a Meirv before it takes a chavim, so you should finish the Meirv. Before they should finish the Meirv by Tzeis HaChavim, they should be able to eat. Then they should wash their hands after Meirv 3 times. Also, there's a famous Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav says that in the morning of Tisha B'Av, when you say the Birchas HaShachar, you should not say the Bracha Sha'ar Tzlikotachi. Not Yom Kippur in the morning, and not Tisha B'Av in the morning. Why? Because Tzlikotachi means you put on your shoes. So, since you don't put on shoes, so what do you do? So after, when you change, you take off your sneakers, then you put on your shoes, then you say the bracha of Shasli Kotachi. That's how Shlomo Zalman was noyig, and that's the fourth time the Chazanish was noyig that also. However, there's a machlokes, if you wear sneakers, if you wake up before Shasli Kotachi in the morning or not. The Kaf HaChaim says there's no nafkamina. However, the Daka Chaim Shalom from the Munkacha says that even if you wear sneakers, you make a bracha in the morning, shasli kotzachi. So it's a different logam. Some wait until the night after the tainus when they put on the shoes, and some do it in the morning.
You don't put on shoes
before
you get home.
So you go home. Uh-huh. If I remember, I went to Shas. If I remember, the Osicha say after. Yes, thanks. Yeah. In the Chabad says in Tav Kuf Nun Tes in Sif Gimel that you sit on the ground, and the Mishnah speaks out that you call to sit on a Safsal Nomach. Someone was hard to sit on the ground. So the Alicha Shleimer Bizam from Shem Zalman, it doesn't have to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. Same thing speaks out the Tarachas Abeinu from the stipler, Chevig Beis. He brings out from the Chazainish and Stipler, Dika should be Nomach. And the same thing brings down the Sefer Ben Amsurim from the Yashiv. That it has to be 3 tefachim, as long as it's lower than usual, that's enough. Any questions? Yeah. What? I mean, this is a shoes in here. Sorry, Rashad.
There's not in a year when you're wearing these shoes. It's not really the same as.
No, maybe he wears. Some people wear sneakers all year round.
No.
You see people walk in the street in sneakers, regular.
No, you said before, it's different sneakers. There's sneakers and sneakers. There's one which.
No. Yeah, but they wear the sneakers, the thin sneakers. They wear the sneakers all year round.
The Rav said to stay at home, but by the time you say it at home, it's night.
The next day, right?
Not the next day. Next day for Bracha starts in the morning.
I noticed it as well. Yeah. It's made so they all wear Crocs. I'm talking Kippur and Shoshis.
No. To wear Crocs on Tisha B'Av is a Shaila. Why? Because it has to be something you feel the ground. However, so it says before in the Paiskim by Yom Kippur. Some Achronim say Hu Adin by Tisha B'Av also was Tainis Rabbanan. But there is a Shaila. On Tisha B'Av the Shaila to wear Crocs or not. But on Yom Kippur, and also someone told me, saw on the internet that Sucker from Oyashiv, he said not to wear Crocs on Tisha B'Av. That's what they call from him. But there's according to Mishnah, there's a Makom to the Miracle on Tisha B'Av. But let me finish. However, on Yom Kippur, the Kule Alma, you should try Chatzil be Machma. It's not Osa. No one says the Crocs is Osa. The only Shaila is to be Machma. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tisha and Hilchos Yom Kippur that you should wear something when you walk. You shouldn't wear wooden shoes. Why? Because you have to be something to feel the ground. So Crocs is diamond to that because it's a very hard thing. So you know, it's hard to feel the ground. It has to be something like soft, like a sneaker. So on Tisha B'Av is a Shaila. So I tell people, if you have Crocs, you want to wear it? It's not the end of the world. However, on Yom Kippur you should be machmer.
Huh?
Are
they sneakers and same thing?
So you remember I said before by sneakers, when your sneakers shouldn't be the real thick sneakers, they should be the thin sneakers.
What's the Indian that you have to feel the floor?
That's the diamond. It's masana. That shows you the tightness. Yeah. What? That doesn't matter. It's only the Gay Shabbos. The Gay Shabbos. Shabbos is a halacha that when you walk, can you walk on slippers? Can you walk outside in slippers? It's hot outside. You don't want shoes are too heavy. Can you walk outside with slippers or not? So the Ma'amot says, it's Sim Mishun Aleph, that if it doesn't have a back to it, then it's pretty much fall, he might come to carry. So go with a slipper, that's a flat slipper, that to walk outside, you should not walk outside a place where there's no air. However, let me finish. However, if the slipper has like a back to it, or the slipper's like on a slant, you know, upwards, what's it called?
Heel.
It has like a heel, it has a heel to it, then even if it doesn't have a back to it, also you can walk outside, because thereby, you walk like that, usually doesn't fall off. Alright. Now I'll talk a little about Matzah Tisha B'Av. What's Matzah after Tisha B'Av? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that on Stam Matzah Tisha B'Av, like this year comes out on Tuesday night, it's everything that's Asa in the 9 days is Asa during, is Asa until Chatzais of Yirov. Therefore, you now have to wash clothing, you now take a shower, you now take a hot shower, you can't take a haircut, can't shave until after Chatzais. And even if you're going out of town, People ask me, I made tickets to go Wednesday morning. So they said, we're going to New York. I said, New York has laundromats also, I think. So what's the problem? Wash your clothing there. There's no hetzer. Who tells you you should make should have gone left Thursday, whatever it is. Who tells you to leave early? You leave early, take the clothing with you. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's it. I don't know of anyone that's being mocked. Even though I saw someone put this on, that it's a cold Malkut Tzair. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah. He misquoted the Mishnah Berurah. He said, Kasher Lahata. That's the Lashon Mishnah Berurah. So, Mela, everything is Asa. Everything which is Asa during the 9 days is Asa on until Chatzais. The only thing that we're Meko is sewing. Because that, it doesn't mention anything about sewing. So, Moshe says, Ein Lahai Yisrael Chazal. So that sewing is permissible after Tisha B'Av. At night also. Not Yudov. Huh? What? We said Basra. Tuchatzais. I said only sewing. We also Basra Tuchatzais of Yudov. Now it's this year until Wednesday after Chatzais. Alright.
So Wednesday morning, can you go to the tailor then? To get a new suit on?
She went after Chatzais. Right. Alright. We'll talk about something we didn't speak about in the shiur in the past. About Zeich el Chorban. Zeich el Chorban. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that everyone should have Zecher L'Churban in their house. Now the question is, where do you do it, Zecher L'Churban? Now first of all, we paskin, there's a shayla in Achreinim, if even when you rent an apartment, do you do a Zecher L'Churban or not? The consensus of most paskin, including our Moshe, that's only when you own something. You own a house, then you should do Zecher L'Churban. What do you do Zecher L'Churban? It says in Chatzchila, K'negat Pesach, and you walk into a house, an apartment, it's not apartments are renting, or like a condo or something like that. If you own it, then Kenegra Pesach, you walk in, the first thing you should see, Amal Amma. What's Amal Amma? So Moshe writes the Tshuva in Archaim Chelgal Sim Kuflam Avav. Amma means 21 and a quarter inches. She 21 square inches. Amal Amma, that's not painted. When you usually move to an apartment, into a house, you start painting or your wallpaper. So Kenegra Pesach, when you walk in, should be Kenegra Pesach, should be Amal Amma. That's not painted or wallpaper. That's halacha, and that's how everyone should be knowing. Let's say sometimes you have something kinegra pesach, but there's not enough amal. It's like it's 10 inches. So then the Shai Tshuva speaks out, and I once had this almost someone from Moshe. He held like that also, that if you cannot have it square, you're allowed to have muvat. You're allowed to make a rectangle. And so a rectangle that's wider one way, so equals to 21. And a quarter by 21 and a quarter. Should be not a Pesach. Let's say, for instance, some people have in the house, there's no Kenegra Pesach. They walk straight in, there's nothing on Pesach. So then the next best thing is to do it on top of the door. When you come into the house, on top of the door should be Amma. You know, on top of the door inside the house should be Amma, Amma. Rub that, that's not painted, not wallpaper then.
The ceiling?
Not the ceiling. Usually after the door, there's always this space above the door until you get to the ceiling. So that part, you usually have Amma, you don't have Amma, and do a rectangular. Huh? When you go out, you see, right, yeah. Let me finish. Some people have no room on top, the door goes mamish to the ceiling. So then you could do on the side, on the right side, the left side, you do the, should be something by the opening of the house. I know some people, I know where they get it from, they do it. They do it in the main room. They do it not in the Kenegra Pesach. They do it like in a living room, dining room. But Shulchan Aruch says Kenegra Pesach. The Moshe writes the Tshuva, even though it looks nice, even when you have the Zecher L'Churban looks nice, it is also okay. Some people put a picture, paint a picture of the Kaisa Maradi. That's also okay. Some people, for some reason, they can't paint it over there, whatever, so they're not painting. So what some people do is they take some black contact paper and they plaster it to the wall. So Some people do that also for Zeicha Chulvan. But the halach is, even if it looks nice, it's also okay. Yes, what?
Don't you just paint on top of that area?
I put a hand painting. Either one.
To hang something, you don't have to scrape it off.
Right.
If I remember correctly, the Beit Shmuel added these.
That's why I mentioned that. Yeah. He added in Swarm Stub. Can I think? Right, yeah. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that.
What did he do?
That's what he had. There's some people know it like that, but the Shulchan Aruch says, can I pay stuff? Right. I remember seeing also. He had bricks, you know, contact paper made of bricks. Yeah.
What's the difference between rent and a mortgage? A mortgage, you don't own the house.
You do own the house.
No, the bank owns it. No.
The bank is a shipment to the bank, but it owns to you. You got it, it's your house.
You have title to it.
It's your house. As long as you continue paying your mortgage. You don't pay mortgage and you won't have it. You know what I mean? But not the bank's house. It belongs to you. It's in your name. The title is your name, not title of the bank. It's in your name. It belongs to you. What? Right. If you're about rent, you have a bus on top. You can't do anything. Right.
Right. First.
Yes.
They're just never paying a painting. You can do an apartment also.
What?
They're just paying a painting of a hotel. You can do an apartment also.
No, I have to connect up first. All right. Negeya, Kaisa Maravi. Someone comes to Kaisa Maravi. Where do you make Kriya? The minute is, in Anderson, there's a whole Shiloh Paiski, do you make Kriya when you come to the Old City of Shalayim? Today, Moshe writes today, when you come to Old City of Shalayim, since it's our Rishus, then the din is, you do not, you not make Kriya. However, the only time you make Kriya is when you come to Kaisa Maravi. When you come to Kaisa Maravi, the best thing is to do, I tell people don't like to walk for torn shirts, bring an extra shirt, bring in a bag and not a shirt, you make a kriya at the kaiso, and then you go lay down to washroom and you change shirts. Woman also has to make kriya also. However, children under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, the stipler writes, you don't have to make kriya. It's only under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. What? Yeah. Only one beggar. We hold the dina, there's a steer mechavis. We spoke about it once. Steer mechavis. But we pass the dina, only needs one beggar. You tear it, connect at the leg, you tear it down 3.5 inches, and you can use the same shirt many multiple times. You mach a kriya tzvois, and then you tear again. Someone goes very often there to Yisrael, to the kaiso. Doesn't have to be a new shirt each time. You can do the same shirt, and kriya tzvois away.
Yeah.
No, not Tisha B'Av. Stamza. We're talking about Stamza. All year round. You come to the kaiso, you should make kriya then.
You sell it?
Huh?
You sell it afterwards.
Not in the way... you could just do it in a way that's not, that doesn't, that you could see it soon. Okay?
When you reuse your shirt the second time, do you have to start in a new place or could you keep going down?
No, you go three to, I just said, you three or four points away.
Oh,
that's the connect our length, so.
Do
you remember to say?
What?
Good question. When did it come? El Shabbat after Chatzos. So Chazanish. And the motion to Truvis, they both say that Erev Shabbos and Chatzos, you still have to make Kriya. There's no Hetzer. However, if you go there with Big Shabbos already, let's say you're going, sometimes you want to go to Kaiser before Mitzvah, you want to down to the Bani Shalom. Then you're going to Big Shabbos, you have to make Kriya. When someone goes, let's say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to Chatzos already, but you plan to go back to your dealer, to your apartment, to your house, whatever it is, then is, you have to make Kriya then. The idea in halacha is like this. Each time you go to the kaiso, it depends. If it's 30 days from last time you saw it, then you have to make kriya. Let me say, one second. If I say, come from Chutzit, come from Chicago, New York, if you see within 30 days, you have to make kriya. It's only if you didn't see it for 30 days. Now, the shayla and paiskim, if someone lives in Yishalayim, we didn't see it for 30 days. So, machlokes are paiskim, if you have to make kriya or not. And besides the different shayla, bigger shayla today, because it's not iratika. Today, when Yishalayim, with the Torah Yishalayim, with the Yishalayim, the old Yishalayim, how big was the whole Yishalayim? Today, it's a shayla, how big Yishalayim is, how far Yishalayim goes. It's a spasha, not a spasha, it's a shayla and paiskim. So But on Maisel and Dina, we paskin that since if you live in Yerushalayim, you don't have to. That's the sense of most paskin. What people do to avoid the Shai and Achlech of paskin, they go on Shabbos. And then, if you go again 30 days afterwards, then it takes 30 days, you don't have to make kriya. However, you live in Bnei Brak, Haifa, Tel Aviv, and so on, you come, if you didn't speak for 30 days, then the Kung Lama, you have to make kriya then. If you have Digga Shabbos, I'm going to make kriya. If you have Digga Shabbos, I'm going to make kriya. What?
Can you use that for the 30 days?
Yeah, you use that for 30 days, yeah. However, no, one second. However, let's say if you went the first time, you went on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and then you go middle of the week, tomorrow this can cause a shayla that you have to make kriya then. The Moshe writes a tshuva, you have to make kriya. Because since you had a chiv kriya, this Shabbos is part of you. So then you have to make kriya. But let's say if you're ready, make kriya once. Now it's the 30 days, go Shabbos, then that matters for the next 30 days also. Yeah. Any other questions? Someone went to the Kaisel and forgot to make kriya. Now he comes home. So Moshe writes in the Shula, you don't make kriya in the house. Even though he's still magish the tzah, you don't make kriya. And sending speaks out to Mechashleima, the chiz the shah tzchima, not afterwards. Even still the same day.
What about eating basa?
Alright. To eat basa, it's brought down and Mishabura brings down. The soul goes to a cursed Kaisel the first time in his life, he should not eat basa that day. Let's say he rises next to Saul, let's say Tuesday, and he goes straight Tuesday that day to the Kaisel, so that day you should not eat any basa v'yayin. As I said, Mishabura. If Shlomo Zalman writes in Tshuva, it's only, it means chassidus. Let's say you're going to have Saul for a chasana. You want to see the Kaisel, you're coming for a day. So you're flying in, you want to go to the Kaisel, and you want to go to the chasana that day. And if the chasana is still by yayin, you're allowed to eat the meat even the same day. Even if it's the first time you went. But it's only the first time in your life you go to Eretz Yisrael. But let's say the second, third, fifth, tenth, twentieth time you went to Eretz Yisrael, then the Kuli Alma, you cannot allow to have Bas V'yayin on the day you go to the Kaisel. When you come to the Kaisel, you say, Bracha, Baruch Dayin Hemes Ad Shem Malchus.
Every time or every
30
days?
What?
That's broken,
but let's
show
them up.
Every time you
just
go
for
the first time.
What? No, if you have, if you want to get for 30 days. Yeah, when you make the kriya, say Baruch Dayan, Baruch Dayan Emes, yeah.
If Rahman upon somebody went there to sell for Kuta, like the person came at all one
day,
and the parents is buried there.
Yeah.
So number one, before he leaves back, is he allowed to go to the, is he allowed to go to the Kaisel? And number two, if you do go, do you have to write kriya a second time?
Usually you don't go. You're not supposed to be going. You're not supposed to be going.
You're not supposed. Why are you supposed to go when you...
Someone went to Levi, buried somebody.
Oh,
on the way back. And on the way back, you don't go to Kaisel then. You go straight to the airport or straight to the place where you're supposed to sit shiva. Bali Simcha for what? To go?
Or via Ben Young in the
Lawson. He's allowed to go. He's allowed to go to Kaisel. Yeah, he has to make it. It's the time you're allowed to tell your tear then.
All the way to the Ogle, right? You turn right back. You want to stop by with a minion. Now, the way back to the airport. You have a mall. You go to the place without by the way back.
You don't go to places. You go to the closest place. Go to Chamaisha, wherever. You go to places that they have. You don't go trap. Find a place at the Kaisel. There's enough places to go without. Well, no. You say this. This is what Moshe writes to Tshuva. You say, Baruch Atah Melech Olam Dain Emes. That's what you say. Not shame. Malchus, you say. Just you don't say it's shame. It makes kriya. Every time it's kriya, you should do that. Yes, yes.
Shabbat.
What?
Shabbat.
A Shabbat, you can't make a kriya. You don't make some Baruch Dayan Emes also. It's only when you make kriya. Alright, we'll stop here. This is the last shiur. Alicia will let you know when the next shiur starts, when we start saying shiur. Right now. Today's the last shiur. For at least for next week for Shonak, okay?
Good question.